Since iTunes only keeps the last 100 episodes of any show, some of our show topics that seem to help the most people are no longer available when people search on iTunes. So, in an effort to make that information available to more people, from time to time we're going to re-air some of our most popular show topics. You can also go to kickitnaturally.com and search for any topic in our search box. For now, enjoy this show that originally aired in January of 2014.
T.C. Hill is not a doctor and does not claim to be a doctor or licensed in any type of medical field. Don't be an idiot and use anything heard on the show as medical advice. This information should be used for educational purposes only, and you should contact your doctor for any medical advice. Now get off me. Welcome to Kick It Naturally. I'm Kenna McEnroe.
I want to interrupt you for a second.
What?
I don't know. I just want to interrupt you.
Ah, Jesus. I had a flow. Oh, okay. I'm here with T.C. Hale, author, natural health expert, and producer, blah, blah, blah. Now you're done talking? Oh, great, great.
Yeah.
And I'm here with Cutie Patootie Will Schmidt, who doesn't do annoying things
like
that.
He waits his turn.
Yes.
Can I talk now?
You can talk anytime you want, precious.
Thanks.
Today's show is brought to you by Audible.com.
Audible.com.
Woohoo! Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at kickitinthenuts.com/audiobook. Over 150,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. And every time we say Audible.com, we get $100.
Audible.com.
Audible.com. Audible.com. Audible.com. Audible.com. If this is your first time hearing us, TC,
it'll be the last time, too, probably.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Here he goes again. Never mind. I was going to give you an introduction about TC, but just Google him, you know?
Screw it. Let's get into the show.
Yeah, and Will, he trains with really cool, special, famous people.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's trained me before people, so you know, I'm one of his most famous clients, for sure.
Uh-huh.
Today we're going to be talking about crappy headaches and migraines.
It's not fun.
It's not fun. And, you know, if you haven't joined us on Facebook or liked us, you need to right now. So if you're driving on a freeway, pull off. If you're, you know, bathing your child, leave them there for a minute and go and like us. In the tub.
He'll be fine.
Yeah, follow us on Facebook.
Good sensible advice we're giving.
Yeah, exactly. Kick it in the nuts, and we'll post topics that we'll be doing on future shows, and you guys can post questions, and we'll laugh at them and make fun of you behind your back, and then we'll try to answer them.
And then we'll try to help, yeah.
Yeah, we'll try to help. Okay, so here we go. So go ahead and like us. Leave that baby alone. Like us. And so I got a question. What is the difference between a headache and a migraine?
I think there's a lot of difference, and it's kind of turned into a situation. Yeah, that's one.
The
spelling
is a big difference.
But one thing is that the word migraine has kind of been used interchangeably now, to where before it used to be a headache that started in the back of your neck and your head and came up into your head, and that was a migraine. But now it's kind of like Kleenex, where you just say Kleenex for anything, even if that's not the brand you're using, and they kind of classify it as,
or like, I need a Coke, even though you might want a Dr. Pepper,
right?
Something, get me a Coke.
Yeah. They kind of classify it as severe headache that can cause vision issues, and they have some terms that they give it now. So it's kind of evolved into, my headache sucks really bad, so they called it a migraine.
And then they get a free pass to be all day. You know, I know those people that use their migraines as an excuse.
I don't know anybody that uses their period as an excuse.
Oh, okay.
No, but
busted.
It's because both of them suck
so much. True.
And when I have something that's bugging me, I'm kind of a myself. So
yeah,
I know
when you
how
had that thing coming out of your ass for a couple of weeks.
Right,
there.
I wasn't as pleasant, right?
Yeah,
there was fewer hugs.
Yeah, how's your rash?
Yeah, all that stuff. So, warts. I mean, if you've never had a bad headache or a migraine, you kind of just don't know.
Come hang out with Tony for a day and you will.
Yeah. It'll come up. Because they really do suck, and they kind of make a lot of people, they can't even function. They have to kind of lie on the floor in the fetal position and rock back and forth a little bit, and that's about all they can do.
Aw, that's sad. Yeah. Will, you have anything to say instead of just looking pretty?
When you look at the symptoms of migraine, and that's when we're really going to be able to start making some improvements, is trying to figure out, like, what exactly is happening to you, and how is it different from a regular headache, like whether it's like a tension headache that starts from muscular tension, or does it have, like, the classic symptoms of a migraine where you really need to be in the dark, or you know. Right. So we're going to try to help clear out those distinctions so you can troubleshoot your own issues.
Yeah, and you know, a headache or a migraine, it can be a serious issue going on in your brain.
Or even somebody could have,
yeah,
in my case.
Sure, right. That's different for you, though.
Withdrawals.
But I mean, we're not saying that if you have a headache, you don't have a tennis ball growing in your head. Who knows? Right. I mean, it can be a serious situation that you want to check out. But what we're going to talk about today is I would say that with people who suffer headaches a lot, that 8 out of 10 of those people are having a problem with one of two situations. So not everybody, but 8 out of 10 is a lot. And so we're going to cover those two situations, and then we'll talk about a few other things. But in most cases, it's either a situation where it's a sugar issue or the way that your body is handling those sugars. Oh, don't get
I don't believe him. Everything is a sugar issue. It's a lie. It's a lie in the universe put out there by TC Hale.
But when I say sugar, I'm not just saying sugars. I mean like the foods that your body turns into sugar, and your body can turn protein into sugar. So just simmer down for a minute.
Yeah, I'm kind of like Jesus. My body takes some protein, turns it into some wine.
Yeah. You're just like Jesus. Mm-hmm. Exactly. protein to wine. Mm-hmm. But and the other issue is a problem at the cellular level where we talk about an anabolic and a catabolic imbalance a lot, and that's just where at the cellular level your cells are either far too closed more often than they should be or far too open more often than they should be. There is a time when your cells should be very open and very closed. They're both appropriate. We want both to happen on our cellular level.
Good, okay.
But some people get stuck in one state more than the other.
That's me.
Okay. So we'll go into some people's questions, and we'll kind of hit on those topics because I think a lot of people's questions today cover those topics that allow us to get into that. And then maybe Will can talk about a little alignment stuff with this too.
Yeah, there is a lot of questions today. These people have got some headaches. Let's help them. So Liz, this is a great, I've never even heard of this, Stoke-on-Trent. It's in the UK.
That's kind of a cool town or city.
Stoke-on-Trent, wow. What medication do you recommend? Oh, she doesn't know you very well, does she?
She has not met me.
She needs to get to know Tony and Will here.
Yeah, and the thing is that people don't know there's other solutions out there, so that's what they're using. And there'll also be people that don't want to put effort into fixing things, and they'll just keep taking a med. And if you find something that works for you, that's your option.
Yeah, and I understand that. I mean, like when you have a period or something and you're just in so much pain, you're like, screw this right now. I have to take an ibuprofen or I have to
do something now.
I have to get out of this pain. So I get that feeling of you need to have it and you need to have it gone away. Just your brain goes crazy when you're in pain.
Right.
You know, the thing with like trying to recommend a medication also, it gets into helping us understand like how those different medications are working. Because sometimes like Aleve totally helps someone, but for another person, it does nothing. And there's an insight there of like, why is that? Well, for some people, like they, like my girlfriend, for example, gets headaches when her part of things going on is that her blood pressure is going too low and she's too acid, and Aleve pushes the bloodstream to be more alkaline, whereas like I tend to be more alkaline, so I've never felt any benefit whatsoever from Aleve. So when you look at like the more fundamental thing about how is that medication pushing your chemistry around, you'll start to get to that deeper clue of, oh, what could I do naturally to shift my chemistry and just keep myself balanced, rather than trying to sort through which toxic drug with side effects should you use.
Right.
And two things there. All these girls are going to be crying because you mentioned you have a girlfriend.
One, I have eight. I'm not saying there can't be more.
Yeah.
Right.
And the other thing is...
He's not saying she doesn't share.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, they're in an open relationship. No. And the other thing is like, but anytime you use any kind of prescription drug, doesn't it hurt your like liver? Or?
Yeah, you're not just getting away scot-free with it. Like it is punching your liver in the face, as Tony likes to say in his books. Because it's in order for that medication to work, the pharmaceutical drug companies know exactly how much your liver can filter out, so they put just a bit more than that in there because it doesn't take much of the active ingredient to do the trick. So that means every time you're taking it, you're totally swamping your liver with its
maybe you know, that's capacity. Why there's a gaggle of geese out there. You know?
Yeah, that was a good sound effect. I wish we could have had that to the show or something. So when you're looking at meds, if one med helps you some, it can kind of give you some insights into what imbalances may be creating the headaches or the migraines in the first place. For example, we're going to talk about how possible ways that a severe anabolic imbalance can cause a headache. And we're going to talk about how catabolic imbalances can cause another headache, and that's the one where the cells are too open. So a lot of the headache medications are ibuprofen-based. And ibuprofen has the ability to push someone less anabolic. And a lot of the other headache medications are aspirin-based, and aspirin has the ability to push someone a lot less catabolic. So you can see that a lot of these meds that are overwhelming the liver to do their job are kind of forcing your body out of an imbalance that it's in. So if you can find ways to do that naturally, you might be able to reduce your need for all that.
Interesting. Jacqueline, my husband gets migraines and his prescription is so darn expensive. It would be nice to find a natural alternative for him.
Well, let's do that then, Jacqueline. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it can be expensive. Mm-hmm. I've heard stories for some of the prices and it's like unbelievable. And I'm like, oh my, do you get a car when you get that?
I don't know. Do they?
I don't think they get a car. Okay. All right.
Adrian, any day I don't have time for breakfast, I get the same headache. Why is that? Your head's hungry.
Right. So if you just smash some cheese against your head, exactly. It helps it a lot.
Toast.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, I think this gets into the sugar stuff. Do you want to talk about this a little bit, Will?
Yeah. When people start to get low blood sugar, they'll also usually get accompanying low blood pressure, and they both can kind of be contributing factors to why your head might start hurting. But and one of those indications, when we look at low blood sugar headaches, we usually find that they affect the front of the head. So we can, that's one sort of like tell.
They'll get like a frontal headache kind
of
thing.
Yeah, right. So with that, you can also do the self-test that we're always talking about and see what exactly for you is shifting out of balance, and then try to do a better job of eating on time, keeping your blood pressure and your blood sugar up where they should be. And because when your body's in these healthy ranges, it's very rare that you're going to get pretty much any symptom. So if you can start paying more attention to what's happening in your physiology and know ahead of time what you're going to need to do to keep that balanced, then you're going to be able to avoid these symptoms. So if you need to like make a shake the night before that you can just drink and not miss breakfast. Then,
right. Just know. Get something in there to keep from blood sugar going too low.
Right.
Yeah, my mind started drifting when I heard Will say full frontal headache. Uh-huh. It just sounded dirty to me.
It did, didn't it? And, you know, when you ask somebody, you know, where does your headache start? Most people know exactly. Like, it's right here. It's right at the top of my head. It starts in the back. Like, they know, and it's almost the same a lot of the time. And so what we see in most cases is that if your headache starts in the front of your head, that's usually the result of sugars dropping too quickly or far too low. And if your headache starts at the top of your head, it's most commonly a result of sugars going too high. And if it starts in the back of your head, that's usually an over-catabolic issue that can deal with potassium, and we'll get into that in a little bit. But the fun thing is that it's not about, this is where my headache, so here's the remedy that I do. That's not how things work in real life. That's just like a throwing darts kind of thing. But if you can look at your physiology, then all of a sudden, you don't just have to guess. You get to understand why it's happening and understand which steps will help you the best. So when you're looking at sugars, I mean, if you're suffering from these headaches all the time, get a glucometer. And so when you get one, you can see where your blood sugar is and see if that's happening with you.
I always said glucometer.
Oh, well, you say it weird.
Yeah.
I'm okay with you saying it weird.
You know?
And that kind of brings us back maybe to Jacqueline's wish for a natural alternative is just to like learn about these healthy ranges and learn how to check them on yourself so you can just, and then learn how to use nutrition to keep yourself in those ranges.
Right, because the self-test that we teach in our books and in the courses that we do online are very simple. Anybody can take their own blood pressure with a cuff that you can get at any pharmacy. Anybody can look at their pHs. It's not hard to check your blood sugar. You just have to learn how to do it. And if doing it to get a real result is worth it to you, then it's not that much more effort.
It's really easy, folks. If this moron sitting right here can do it, then you can.
That was me, right?
That was me. I was talking
you
about
were the
myself.
Moron. Oh, you're the only moron in the world.
Yeah, I'm the only moron in the world, remember?
Okay,
so Madeline, for Fremont, Kentucky. I used to get horrible headaches right in the front of my head all the time. I cut out all the grains and I hardly get them anymore. Well, good for you, Madeline.
Way to go, Madeline.
Way to go. Gold star.
And that can be a couple things, like Will was just talking about, you know, the sugar dropping. And the thing is that if someone is overly anabolic, a lot of times their urine pH will be very high, and it can make their insulin a little stronger. Do you want to explain how that can affect, you know, when you eat sugar and stuff, or grains?
Sure. So, like, when the insulin is stronger, it'll do a, I don't know if you want to say more efficient, but a faster job of ushering sugar from the bloodstream into the cells. So you could have a faster drop in blood sugar levels, and that can cause this whole thing that we're talking about, the front of the head headaches related to sugar issues. So, and the vice versa, when your urine pH is too low, your insulin can become too weak, which can also cause some sort of sugar deprivation in the cells not getting what they need. So it's important to learn like what your ideal urine pH is and how to augment it so that you can have a healthy, balanced sugar response.
Right. And with Madeline, if she cut out grains, if grains are going to spike insulin really high, and then that insulin is too powerful, it's kind of like you turned on five furnaces in your house all at once when it's really cold, and then 20 minutes later you're on fire. So it can just sweep out too much sugar if it's overpowering like that, and then that sugar drops too low. So if you stop eating the foods that spike insulin so high, and you keep your blood sugar on more of an even keel, then you don't get those huge spikes and crashes, and the headaches go away. Another thing to consider too with Madeline is that a lot of people can have issues with grains a lot. You know, any food that you look at, most of them have a defense mechanism. You know, like a deer has those antlers, and that's its defense mechanism, and porcupine has the spiky things. So everything has a defense mechanism, and grains have one as well, to where they can irritate the intestinal lining for a lot of people and cause trouble. And that can cause all types of immune responses that could be creating the headache as well. So it could have been either of those with Madeline.
Yeah, when we look again at going back to the root of digestion, when we're not breaking down foods well, they'll clear it to our body as a toxin, whether it was like organic sprouted grain or not. And that will contribute to headaches in a couple ways. One, just like toxins in general can be an irritant and cause inflammation, but they can also congest your lymph, which can create too much pressure in your head, and you can have a pressure-related headache from congested sinuses and such.
Right, exactly. So, you know, anything that's overwhelming to the body means that it has to deal with that instead of other things that it can be doing that can cause problems. In Madeline's case, it would be important for her to understand, you know, where her chemistry was, to understand what was causing it, but she found an answer, so yay, Madeline.
Yay, Madeline. Amber, I get tension headaches and swear by the following: hot shower, coffee, and a pain pill. All gone. Any suggestions on cutting out the pill? I think the pill might be fun.
That's a good accent,
yeah,
too.
I like thanks. That. Uh-huh. Pills are cool.
Sure.
Yeah.
We know Amber because she asks a question on all the shows.
Mm-hmm.
She's kind of awesome, though. Yeah. I remember that she is overly anabolic in a lot of cases, so you have to wonder if her tension headache really is a tension headache, or could it be from spikes and drops in sugar as well. But while we're on the subject of tension headaches, why don't you talk about that a little, Will?
Yeah, sure. So when your body alignment is off, it's going to make certain muscles in your body tighter and like just more have more tension than they should. So when you look at what your ideal posture looks like from the side view, ideally your ear, center of your shoulder, hip, knee, and ankle should all be in one perfect plumb line. And your body should also be standing evenly bearing weight on both feet really evenly with head and shoulders, or with your shoulders and hips level. So when your posture is off and deviates from that, it forces certain muscles to contract just to fight against the falling over of gravity. If you're stacked up perfectly straight, it's like holding a flagpole up perfectly vertical. It takes very little effort to maintain that, and your muscles can be relatively relaxed while you're upright posture is maintained mostly by the pressure of your bones just standing upright on each other.
Right.
But most people are nowhere near that. Most people are like pitched forward and pulling back with certain muscles like their shoulders or their low back or their hamstrings, and it creates this constant pull.
And you never know if a problem caused that or if it's just habit. Like growing up, you know, Fonzie was cool and he leaned kind of sideways against a jukebox, and I wanted to have a leather jacket leaning against a jukebox.
Yeah, but he never talked about how much pain he was really in inside.
Yeah, he did not mention
that. Like the hunchback from Notre Dame. I mean, He was just all hunched over from like a child. I didn't have a punchline, but yeah.
So when you look at like someone, like your posture may be off, and you may think, well, I only get headaches sometimes. Well, it can be a combination of the two, like your posture is really bad, and like say you miss a meal and you go too far and your chemistry tilts out of kilter. And the muscles start to get even tighter for biochemical reasons and postural reasons. And so you can look at like, wow, I can make improvements in the situation by working both on my chemistry and my alignment. So I have some different videos we'll point out later of like things you can do to assess your own posture and exercises you can do to start help correcting that. But it can help with tension, headaches, TMJ, all sorts of different issues.
Sure, right. And when you look at it nutritionally, you know, we talked shows before about how calcium is needed at the tissue level in order for those muscles to be able to relax. And when too much calcium is pulled out of that tissue, the muscle, it can contract sometimes, but it can't relax, and that can cause a lot of tension too. So a lot of times it's about making sure that you're not doing things that's pulling too much calcium out of those tissues.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Fred from North Hollywood, California.
My headache always seems to be in the back of my head, near my neck. Is that a spinal issue or just a headache?
Maybe that was the hunchback.
Maybe that's what you meant. Yeah, Fred, okay. Are you actually the hunchback?
North Hollywood is not near Notre Dame, though. Mm. But, you know, it could be a spinal issue. Who knows, Fred? Sorry about your luck if it is. I don't know anything about that. But in most cases, when it's in the back of the head, it's from an overly catabolic thing. You want to talk about that a little, Will?
Yeah, when you're too catabolic, that means a lot of things, but at the cellular level, it means there's too much, the cells are too porous, essentially. They're letting too much in and out of in between the plasma and themselves. So they can't do as good a job at keeping the potassium where it should be, mostly inside the cell,
right,
and the sodium dispersed outside the cell. So when that happens, and we're not exactly sure why this is, but when that happens, it can end up causing this phenomena.
Right, and it could be from the change in the pH in the tissues or fluids around the cells. You know, that could certainly be a cause of it. It could be from just the cells being too open, but the result that we see is that it causes the headache that starts back there. And if you can help someone become less catabolic all the time, it seems to improve those headaches a whole lot, and those migraines can completely go away.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Carrie from Memphis, Tennessee. I get migraines when the seasons change and right before my period. Not saying they're related. Any explanation why?
I don't know. No. Well, you know, when we've talked about in other shows about when a girl gets her period, that takes a whole lot of resources.
Yeah, maybe your head's just feeling sorry for your vagina, so it hurts too. Sympathy pains.
Right. When that area of a woman's physique... No. When you're having your period, it's a lot of resources. And when resources are low, a lot of times people will crave more sugar. So they may eat more sugar, which can cause those spikes and drops. Not to mention that the drop in the blood pressure can cause issues that can create headaches as well. So it really could be related. And if you found a way to lift your minerals significantly, it would not affect you as much during your period.
Yeah, you might find that too with like depending on how the season's changing. It's maybe not every season. Maybe it's when it gets colder out and your body has to like shunt more blood towards your internal organs. Like,
sure.
Which would be, you know, more likely an issue for someone with lower blood pressure, lower mineral reserves. So the more fortified you can get yourself to be in these ideal ranges of like ideal blood pressure, ideal blood sugar, ideal metabolic rate, the less seasons are going to push you around.
Right. Mm-hmm. You don't have to boss you around like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Seasons change. You know that song?
I was hoping we would get the whole song
exactly.
Right now.
Here we go. Copyright. Yeah, can't do the whole thing.
Oh.
Let's see. Christy from DeSoto, Texas. I have migraines at least 2 times a week. They're debilitating. What type of doctor should I see? I can't find any medicine that works, OTC or RX.
She could ask Liz. At the top of the show, what kind of medication she should use.
Yeah, exactly. These people just don't know you that well yet.
Hmm? That's okay.
They're about to get educated on
you. Right, but if you get migraines twice a week, that sucks. Mm-hmm. You know, that's going to knock you out, and you're only going to be able to function you know, 60-70% of your week, that's no fun. So that's worth looking at your physiology and seeing if something is very whacked, because if it is, that can get you some clues as to what is causing the headaches.
Oh, we're done. That was okay.
I felt pretty good about,
well, you know, I've noticed a pattern. When I do get a headache, it's usually following after drinking vodka or beer.
Uh-huh.
So what would you suggest for that?
I would suggest drinking less of those items.
Or don't stop.
Yeah.
Will.
Because think about, you know, a sugar alcohol like that is going to spike, it's gonna start crash.
So if I just keep constantly inebriated at an even keel, all right, cool. Okay.
Right. We just want you to keep even. It doesn't matter if that even is way above 10.
I just found a way to, you know, win this game, y'all.
So next week's show will be very interesting.
Yeah, I'm wasted.
Top off.
Exactly. You thought I talked about my vagina, now you just wait. Okay, Chelsea, years ago in my 20s, I had migraines. A friend of mine told me about niacin, vitamin B3. I would take a 100-milligram pill when it started. It knocked it down enough that after 30 minutes, I'd take Tylenol. That knocked it down to just a bad headache, so I could function. Research and talk to the doctor before doing this. It's a vasodilator. About 15 minutes after taking it, you get a hot, tingly, uncomfortable feeling throughout your body. It passes after a few minutes, so you don't want to mix this with any meds you may be taking.
So if you've never taken niacin or something like that, you get like this flush, and like your face gets all red, and you feel like, oh, this is interesting. I'm on fire right now. I probably shouldn't be, but I am. But it goes away, so you don't have to freak out about it. But do you want to talk about that a little?
Yeah, I would look at, like, okay, why do you need a vasodilator? Like, why is that helpful? That was actually my case for a long time before I knew about any of this holistic nutrition stuff. I was on all these pre-workout stimulants that are very powerful activators of the sympathetic nervous system. So you get very intense vasoconstrictors.
The fight or flight state.
Yeah. So I was having constant pain in my extremities because I took them for so long and so many that my nervous system kind of got stuck in that mode. And I had very restricted blood flow to my like hands and feet and calves, and caused constant kind of gnawing pain as well as weird low-grade muscle spasms and things like that. It was intense.
Yeah.
So when I went to Thailand and just like drank a bunch of Sambuca all the time and stopped taking the stimulants and working out, like my nervous system totally relaxed and my pain was gone. I was like, wow, that's amazing. So that's why I recommend, Kenna, don't stop drinking. No, but it was, so I asked the doctor at the time, he's like, oh, well, alcohol is a vasodilator. So then it kind of like helped. That was before I was really trained in this whole, you know, system of body testing to understand what else I could do to naturally cause my nervous system to be like that rather than just a bunch of Sambuca. But that would be one thing I would look at for her. Like, why is she in a sympathetic nervous system imbalance? And why is that? Is it due to her sugar metabolism
or
what?
Right, right. And in books and courses, we teach how to look at your blood pressure and understand, along with your breath rate, if you are overly sympathetic or overly parasympathetic. And then you'll know if you should take steps to fix that. So it's not that niacin is going to help everybody with a headache, but if that constriction is inhibiting the ability for things to flow where they need to be, then it can cause any number of symptoms, and a headache certainly could be one of them. Mm-hmm.
And they could read any of your books, like Kick Your Fat in the Nuts, Kick Your Mental, Kick Your Digestion, and they could go to kickit.com, take the digestion course.
Well, not kickit.com, yeah, I don't know what
kick
that
it
is.
Kickitinthenuts.com, yeah, right. Kickitinthenuts.com.
But we teach how to look at your own physiology in all of our books, so it's really easy to do.
Cool. John Paul from the UK. Migraines and cluster headaches are absolute beasts. I have injections for my clusters and also high-flow oxygen. No fun, really.
I wonder what injections he's using. There's no telling what he's doing.
Morphine. I've heard of Botox injections. I've heard of people having such bad migraines that they get like Botox injected in their temples and stuff.
Are you sure that they don't just want Botox and that's the excuse? I need medical marijuana because I get headaches.
Hey, I've got cataract. What are you talking about?
Right, yeah. So I don't know about that. But, you know, oxygen issues could certainly be causing headaches as well. So maybe that's why that's helping him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we can look at, like, again, at the level of cellular respiration, what's wrong with his oxidation? Like,
why is he needing that to function?
Is he a slow or fast oxidizer, which could also relate to the catabolic-anabolic imbalance?
And you can get a better understanding of that when you look at your breath rate, at the speed at which you breathe, which can kind of help you understand if your blood is leaning too much to the acid side or too much to the alkaline side.
All right. Susan, how about dealing with migraines triggered by barometric pressure? My sinuses seem to want to explode, and my neck stiffens to the point it can't be touched without me wincing in pain. If I don't medicate quickly enough, I become severely light, noise, and smell sensitive and nauseated. They're incapacitating, so I have to race to medicate. I know what you're talking about. I have to race for the vodka sometimes. I use ibuprofen and sometimes add caffeine and a hot towel on my forehead and neck. I've had them since I was a child. Have been to neurologists and tracked the possibility of being linked to my period. It's not. Would love to know if there's more of a natural solution.
Well, when you look at anything that is especially triggered by barometric pressure, barometric pressure has the ability to push people a lot more anabolic, where it closes up those cells a lot more. So not only can that cause issues with the cells being too closed up and not ability for things to flow, but in that anabolic state, insulin tends to get a lot more stronger, like we were talking about, which can cause issues if you're having, you know, carbs and sugars and such. Yeah.
All right.
Right. So that's one thing. But there was something else that she said and she says that, you know, ibuprofen is helping. Ibuprofen is helping her, and that's something that pushes somebody more catabolic. So that's some good signals there. That's saying, hey, you know, this might be an anabolic issue for you if these are what causes it, and this is what helps it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So you can look at your chemistry and then get an idea. Oh, I'm right.
Yeah. So there you go with science again.
Yeah. There's also this one of our favorite scientist thinkers, this guy named Dr. Emmanuel Ravici, and he would talk about acid and alkaline pain patterns, which he later found on deeper levels were related to these catabolic and anabolic imbalances. So when we look at, like, all right, cool, ibuprofen pushes you, and it can push you to be more acidic, I believe. Or have I got that backwards?
I can't remember. I have to look that up.
I'm sorry. It does push you to be more alkaline. So one thing you can look at there is if you're breathing really fast, you can kind of get the sense that most likely you're too acidic at the respiratory, at the blood level. So those medications could help push you that other direction. But like we talked about before, those meds are a toxic solution, and you can look deeper to see, like, oh, what other steps can I take to fix this fast oxidizer anabolic imbalance?
Right, and if you can balance your body out, then it turns into a situation where you don't get the headaches. Instead of, I have this thing that will fix it in an hour every time it happens, because you're still in the hour of I hate everybody kind of situation.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Chelsea, and this is a different Chelsea, from Sugarland, Texas. Trexamet has been awesome for my migraines. Was really hard to get insurance to approve them, though. $45 for 9 pills every 30 days.
Wow.
The only other time I was migraine-free is when I was paleo. No dairy or breads. I just ate fresh foods and lean protein and drank 3 liters of water a day. I also get migraines when the weather changes, before a storm when the barometric pressure drops, or when I pinch a nerve in my shoulder from sitting all kind of weird ways because I'm too tall to fit under my desk correctly at work. I have a great chiro who really helps with that.
I picture her crunched up under her desk.
She's like 8 foot tall.
I don't understand what kind of desk she has.
Wow.
Poor thing. Doesn't even allow to set her desk.
You might need to talk to your boss about that.
Right.
Human resources.
And Trexamet, I don't know anything about that drug or
sounds
how
like
it works.
Chex-Mix.
Yeah, it could work just like Chex-Mix does. But again, if barometric pressure is causing the issue, and if you do fine when you eat paleo real food, you know, that's kind of a hint that your body might need some real food instead of, it's not that you have a Trexamet deficiency. That's not the problem that's happening. It's your body's telling you that something is not going well, and you might need to change some things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's interesting how you can find a natural solution. Like, oh, when I ate paleo, like, I was fine. And then you kind of forget or abandon it. You know,
right.
And also, like, there are, in her case, multiple causes of her tension, like posture related, like weird ergonomic issues, and her blood sugar is all over.
Right. It doesn't have to be one thing. A lot of people have a hard time finding a solution because one headache could be caused from a different problem than another headache next week.
Right.
Well, Laura Ann. Peppermint extract. Put a drop or two behind your neck, at your temples, and at the middle of the top of your lip.
Have you heard of this or tried this before?
Yeah.
I've heard of it, but I've never tried it with anyone.
Yeah, I mean, I love essential oils, and I think they're pretty amazing for lots of different reasons. But one thing this peppermint does is it helps to like dilate your sinuses, right, essentially, so you can kind of breathe and dilate your...
Opening up the system again.
Right.
So things being too closed up. And
yeah.
I'm dilated right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. To a 10.
Yeah. Way to go. Yeah.
Got a baby head popping out. Okay, Tanya, and now she kind of sounds like Maya Angelou to me. Migraine acrostic. Motion sickness, muddled thoughts, mangled moods, irritation, indignation. Great wrath, raging resentment, ranting, rage, railing repugnance, rise, annoyance, ache, and agony. Anger turning to red-hot fury. Nothing will do... No, you messed me up, Tony, with your laugh. Nothing you will do or say will soothe the eerie, exquisite exasperation of my migraine.
Tanja, you sound fun. I want to live in your house with you all the time.
Walks around chanting poetry.
She would be such a joy.
Yeah.
But it sounds like, did you say it, Tanja? Is that how you do that? It has a J in it. I don't know how to say that.
Tanja.
Like ninja.
But if she's Dutch, it would be Tanya.
She's like a ninja?
Yeah.
Or maybe if she was Spanish, it might be Tanya too, because the J is pronounced with a Y.
Right, but I do understand that if in this pain, it's like you're just not you anymore. I get that it's really is difficult. And how do you even be yourself if somebody's smashing you on the head with a mallet, you know, for an hour straight? But it sounds like there may be some other issues going on there too, with the body having very low resources. But I'd be very interested to see you check your numbers, like we teach people how to do. And I want to see what your numbers are, because I want to know what numbers go with all of that.
Yeah, yeah, with eerie, exquisite exasperation of my mind.
But I bet there's some stuff you could fix to feel better for sure.
Yeah.
Wow. But as far as adjectives, you won.
Yeah, you winner, winner, chicken dinner. Mm-hmm, she wins a free copy of Kick Your Fat in the Nuts.
Okay. Angel from Bilbao, Spain.
Maybe do Bill both Biles. These together.
Okay, let's do them both. And Nigel. Nigel and Angel, they kind of sound the same, so we're going to do them both together. Mine have gone away since I quit coffee. Really, we don't need coffee at all. That was really bad. I find coffee helps get rid of some headaches. Natural remedies. Migra stick. It's a roll-on combo of peppermint and lavender oil.
It's good.
Turned into John Lovitz.
And yeah. So you can see caffeine helping one person and making another person worse. Mm-hmm. And so that's important to understand why.
Yeah, totally. Like, if you tend to be a slower oxidizer, you might feel a lot better once you take caffeine, because it can help get sugar to where you need it to be.
And when we say slow oxidizer, that kind of means that the rate at which your body oxidizes the proteins and the glucose from proteins, etc.
Right.
Some people do that slower, and some people do it a lot faster.
Yeah. And it's what we're all trying to do is just really, like, have that even stream of glucose to the brain and to your cells. Mm-hmm. Whichever way you need to be pushed is going to determine which things are going to be helpful and which ones are not helpful. And then once you really know that, then you don't have to just go by this like sort of helpful partial solution of coffee. You can look like, what nutrition should I use?
Right.
Maybe even more natural supplements that don't also strip your body of things.
And another issue with coffee is that for
don't
some
start
people,
talking bad about coffee now. That's
for
my friend.
Some people where coffee is bad is that coffee has the ability in small amounts to push some people more anabolic. So if your headache's from an anabolic issue, coffee can make you worse. To where coffee in larger amounts has the ability to push a lot of people more catabolic. It's kind of this one weird thing that we see, and it affects people differently. But that can be why coffee can help one person and make one person's headaches a lot worse.
Hmm. Jane from Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. While apparently chocolate is a trigger for some people, I have found that dark chocolate often relieves a migraine that has already begun. The best cure, though, is a 3-mile run. But that's hard to do with a migraine, especially if you're vomiting.
Awesome. I think I like Jane's voice better than anybody else.
Oh,
we've
really?
Had on the show.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, I think we should bring Jane back next
week.
Jane
needs to be here for every voice.
No, just I think every once a week I like to have her show up. Mm-hmm. She was a little soothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we've talked. You talked about chocolate before. Will, explain that a little bit.
Yeah. When we look at it's like a super mineral dense. Like a lot of people call it a superfood, and it can be really rich in the right minerals for you if those are the ones you happen to need.
In the right form. Right.
Yeah, in the right form that you need. And if you don't need it, it totally can push you in the wrong direction. So again, just like everything we ever say on here, it depends on your particular needs. Is chocolate doing the trick for you? Is it pushing your blood pressure up, your mineral reserves up? Is it pushing your nervous system in the right direction?
It can affect your pH of your blood as well. Yeah. So if it's moving you more to a balanced state, all of a sudden it helps you out a little bit.
Yeah.
But if it's just, you're just getting the sugar out of it and it's spiking sugars and crashing, and then it could make you a whole lot worse if that's
Well, I think Will would say just to eat chocolate all the time. Yeah, then.
Don't, so it don't just stop drinking, keep eating chocolate.
At the same even keel.
Uh-huh. And it's not that you have to do only chocolate. You can go back and forth between chocolate and alcohol.
Oh, yeah, chocolate. Chocolate's vodka out there.
High level. Oh, man, that's not helpful
at all. Gotta wash the chocolate down with something.
So, in conclusion, while we wrap this up, and I think what we learned is that don't look for a remedy for your headache. Look to understand what the cause of your headache is, because every person's could be different. Your headache could be different from time to time, depending on what's going on with your body, as far as the underlying cause of it goes.
Yeah, and also look deep into your digestion as well, because when we have breakdowns and foods occurring to us as toxins, they're going to screw up your chemistry as well as these basic metabolic points of balance that we talk about. So you can check out the free 4-week course on correcting digestive issues. It's a great place to start. And then in that course, you also learn how to do all the self-tests that we talk about to know your chemistry in full.
And Will, you have a website too. What's your website that people can go on and check you out?
Yeah, to check me out. Well, you can, maybe more useful or relevant to the conversation, they can find out things about their health. Right. The stuff that I was talking about with body alignment, there's a lot of info there.
Cool.
It's, there's a lot of pain relief videos and also some general alignment videos and other stuff about nutrition and things. So that's at my website, biofitpro.com. And I just launched a blog that's going to take people through sort of a good explanation of all my favorite health and fitness, holistic health and fitness tips. And that blog is called My Body of Knowledge. So if they go to biofitpro.com, they'll see it right there on the homepage, My Body of Knowledge. And you can type into the search box, pain relief videos, and you can find those there. So,
yeah, cool. That's awesome. Good. And when you're looking at, when we hear a lot of people in our support group on Facebook that have suffered for headaches for a long time, when they do look at their numbers, they usually find something that's pretty whacked and kind of screams out, hey, this might have something to do with it. So a lot of times it's not a big mystery. It's just a matter of understanding what things can possibly cause it, and then look at your body and see what things are screaming, hey, I'm not right. And then you can do stuff about it.
As this moron says, knowledge is power.
Just like that moron just said.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to wrap it up today. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. If you want to learn more about how to look at your own chemistry, you can read any of Tony's books or take the free 4-week digestion course at kickitinthenuts.com.
Well, and I want to interrupt you.
Oh, God.
I just wanted to interrupt you again. Yeah. I started with that. I wanted to wrap up with that.
A callback. Yeah, what? Oh, that was it? Oh, okay. Bye. Poop on.